Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We have come in our verse-by-verse study through 2 Corinthians to chapter 5 and to the final two verses of chapter 5, which are significant verses. We looked pretty carefully at the first one, verse 20, which tells us Paul's commission, and we are getting ready to look at the last one, the second one of the two, and the last one of the chapter, which is Paul's message. So in these last two verses, we find what Paul was commissioned to be and to do. And he was commissioned to be an ambassador for Christ, which means that he was a spokesman for Christ, and he delivered the message that had been given to him by Christ. And it was an authoritative message, so that when he spoke, it was as if Christ himself were speaking, which means those who rejected the message of the Apostle Paul were rejecting Christ, a very serious matter. But those who believed the message of the Apostle Paul were believing the Lord Jesus Christ and were joined to Christ. It was to their eternal salvation and to eternal life that became theirs as they believed the message. And we learn, furthermore, that this work of being an ambassador is not committed to Paul alone. He doesn't say in verse 20, "Now then, I am an ambassador for Christ," as though God were pleading through me, "I implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God," but it's all plural. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ," as though God were pleading through us, "We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." And I tried to show you on the broadcast yesterday why it's very likely that "we" includes all true born-again believers. We've all been commissioned to be ambassadors for Christ. And how vitally important it is that we understand our position, our commission, and our work. And to understand our work will in part require that we understand the message that has been delivered to us to deliver to them. The king has commissioned us to be ambassadors, but he didn't just say go over there and represent them in whatever way you think will be helpful. He said, "No, go over there to that foreign country, namely this world alienated from God. Go over there to that foreign country and deliver the message that I give to you. Be sure that you deliver this message, the one that I gave you. That's the one I want you to deliver. Be a faithful ambassador and be careful to deliver the message that you have that has been delivered to you. I deliver you the message, you deliver that same message to others." That's the point. And so I pause and welcome you to this Wednesday, January 4 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. And thank you not only for joining us today, but for considering the financial needs of the Beacon Broadcast that we might continue teaching on this station. Perhaps God would have you have a part in that. All right, I'm going to read the two verses, but we're going to be concentrating on the second one. But verse 20, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Now verse 21, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." There's Paul's message. There's our message. This is what we are supposed to be delivering. as ambassadors for Christ. This is the message that we are to deliver to this foreign country, this fallen kingdom that needs to be reconciled to its rightful king. How will that happen? Well, it'll happen when God works in hearts, of course. Well, how will that happen? Well, God will work in hearts when this message that he has given his ambassadors is proclaimed. And as people hear it, the Holy Spirit will take it and apply it to some of the hearts of those who hear and will convert them. They'll be reconciled to God. So what's the message? This is so important that we get the message right. And there are six key words. Let's take them one by one. Number one is the word reconciliation. Reconciliation. That really takes us back to verse 20. We implore you on Christ's behalf, and here it is, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. This word reconcile has come up an awful lot in these last several verses. You find it two times in verse 18, two times in verse 19, and one time in verse 20. Maybe I should back up and show you all those. Verse 18, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Reconciliation is the first key word in the message that has been committed to every ambassador for Christ. And we are to transmit this message to fallen sinners. This message comes from the king that we represent. We're his ambassadors. And he tells people, be reconciled to God. This is a commissioned message of the ambassador, and it is a message that a broken relationship needs to be restored and, amazingly, can be restored. And that the one who stands in that broken relationship with God has the responsibility of acknowledging the need for reconciliation, that there's something wrong that needs to be restored, and yielding to the work which the offended king has amazingly done to reach out to the rebellious sinner to bring about this reconciliation. In other words, to be reconciled to God means end all hostilities toward God. To be reconciled to God means to remove all barriers between yourself and God. To be reconciled to God means to seek an impaired relationship, a restored relationship. to restore the relationship that has been impaired. To see that repaired. To be reconciled to God. It's a very important term, isn't it? Now, Paul is not giving that message, be reconciled to God, to the Corinthians. You might think so at first glance. God is pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. He's writing to the Corinthians. You say, well, he's telling them to be reconciled to God. Well, no. Writing to the church at Corinth, he's writing to people who have been reconciled to God. At least I would say the vast majority of them have. Virtually every church has some members who have not truly been born again, who need to be reconciled to God. And for them, this message would apply. But no, even though if you don't look at it in the context, you might think that he's proclaiming that to the Corinthians. What he's doing is telling the Corinthians the message that has been delivered to him to declare to others. And not only the message that has been committed to him, Paul, but the message that has been committed to all ambassadors. We. So now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. That we very likely includes the Corinthian Christians. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We, Paul, and all other believers, including the Corinthian believers, implore you who are citizens of that kingdom that has been estranged from God, be reconciled. Have that estrangement reversed. We all know what that means. Every one of us have relationships in our life where the relationship has been broken and we have become estranged from someone. And if we are believers, probably our heart is broken about that. If we are believers, we probably pray that God will restore that relationship. If we are believers, we have a love in our heart for these people that we are estranged from. If we are believers, we probably pray for God to show us how to reach out to them, how and when, and we don't want to just blunder in like a bull in the china shop. We need wisdom from God, because broken relationships are difficult to restore, but they can be by the grace of God, and they need to be by the grace of God. And we all know what that means, to have a impaired relationship where reconciliation needs to take place. Sometimes we're talking about a marriage relationship that has become broken and that needs to be restored. There needs to be a reconciliation. And sometimes we see that happen. I wish we would see it happen more often. But husband and wife, they are not getting along. Things get worse instead of better. Somebody moves out, somebody gets mad, somebody moves out. The relationship seems to be broken irreparably, but one or maybe even both, but one of these partners is a Christian who does not want to see the marriage end, prays fervently that God will work and bring about reconciliation, humbles him or herself before God, and is willing to humble himself or herself before his partner or her partner, and reaches out in love, and God works in hearts, and sometimes reconciliation occurs. Oh, wondrous result, wondrous event when that takes place. And so to be reconciled means to end hostilities, to remove the barriers that have caused the separation, to repair the relationship that has been damaged by whatever needs to be done to repair it. And that's what it is with God. Be reconciled to God. End your hostility toward God, which if you are not a Christian, you have that hostility, whether you recognize it or not. You're going to have to end that. You're going to have a different attitude toward God. You're going to need to see the barriers between you and God removed, which is your sin. It needs to be dealt with. It needs to be cleansed. That's why you can't reconcile yourself to God, because you can't cleanse away your sin. But you can yield to the message of the gospel that God may cleanse you of your sins and thereby remove the barrier and restore the impaired relationship. And that's the message that we as ambassadors bring to a fallen world. Be ye reconciled to God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.